Yeah. It's, you know, it has nothing to do with databases or anything. It has to do with giving you access. Okay. And come on, you can do it. Good. Okay, so you're going to log into Oracle. You should have something here that says SQL Plus. Okay, one of the icons here should say SQL Plus. And you can find all these things while I'm trying to get my life set up here. If you don't have your password, I have a list of passwords here. And my password wasn't working very well, so I'm probably going to end up logging in as somebody who's not here. I already tested yours, Charlotte, because I wanted to log in last night, and as I said, mine wasn't working. My coming in through PuTTY, for some reason, when they changed the passwords, mine wasn't working anymore, so I did it as you. I think I dropped everything that I did. I went into your site, but I think I got rid of it all. Okay, so you're going to go into SQL Plus. Okay, now I call it SQL. Other people call it SQL. It's about a 50-50, whether it's SQL or SQL. Okay, when I first learned it, it was SQL, so that's what I stick with. But SQL and SQL are the same. SQL is the background for every database that I've ever worked with. It's the background for Access, it's the background for MySQL, it's the background for SQL Server, Ingress, Oracle, all of them. DBase. So essentially, if you know SQL for one database, you know it for another database at a high 90% accuracy rate, but there are little glitches every once in a while with implementation. So every once in a while, something you know worked in Oracle will not work in something else, and you just have to do research. Some of the sites out on the web will go through, if you look something up, and say, this is how it's done in Oracle, this is how it's done in something else, this is how it's done in something else, and give you the breakdown if there are differences. Okay, here you are supposed to choose a letter, okay, of a drive, and Eric recommends T, but I think anything works. So I'm putting in T, and then you are supposed to put in your last, your username, and Oracle 11G. And I believe, yes, they're still doing it. Come on. Yes. And what just happened? Something not good. User last name with an 11 on it. I didn't put the 11 in, I guess. No, I somehow am. Does it really mean last name?
What?
Well, it says up here the format is user last name and then Oracle 11G. And user last name 11.
Mine did not use the drive selector.
I did Putty.
It went straight to user.
Yeah, mine did too.
I've been using Putty.
Okay, did anybody get in?
Yeah.
Well, let me enter a password.
I get Putty just fine. I did last night.
No Putty right now.
Okay.
Let's just go in through Oracle at the SQL Plus. Okay? And, okay, who's not here? I'm going to go in as somebody. Okay, Medi's not here, so I will go in as her. So the username is MMAZZUR11 at ORCL111G. And then I will find her password, which is I got in fine. Okay, when I went in as somebody else, as I said, they've done something to my passwords, and I don't know when they did it, because I was actually in here playing with it last week, and it worked. Yeah.
It's allowing me to put in my username. When I hit enter to a password, the keyboard is not registering the password, so let me type anything.
No, it is.
It just isn't showing, I think. So try it and get it. Has anybody got in other than me?
I put in my password correctly, and then it just closes.
That's what it did to me the first time.
Oh.
And that's why I kind of decided I'd try somebody else, because I think mine is messed up. So I went in and I made the choice of T. Then I came in and I put in her username, @OracleLevinG, and the password, and it actually worked.
Let's try this one more time.
Okay. Has anybody got in?
I gotta get in here now. Putty works for me with the SQL.
Okay.
I was going to use that, if that's...
Yeah, no, I just, in class, I want to make sure you can get in it in the lab.
Okay.
So, and then we'll move on to 10,000 other ways. You should have gotten your password. Okay, that's what we're trying to do. Did you get in?
I made a table last night. Just the front of it. One of the X that she had.
Okay, the username should be the one that was sent to you.
Last semester I did online, I took genome queries.
Okay, but you have to have @OracleLevinG after it.
I've never in my life had so much homework. I was like, is this, is she serious? Did you take her class?
When you enter your username, it has to have the @OracleLevinG.
I mean,
it's like
operating system.
Yeah, the operating system.
Yeah, I took with Craig Watson.
So he was good. He had the ridiculous book.
Oracle password.
That was, like 800 pages. She had
Okay, you should have gotten, you're not using the Linux password, you're not using the MySQL password, you're using the Oracle password. Let's try to make life confusing. When you get to, we start using databases, then you're going to need the database password as well.
All right, I'm good.
Huh?
Yes,
so
I started doing research.
You're all set. And go help
other people.
Anybody who's got it working
it's a little different with this thing.
Gets to walk around and try to get somebody else working.
Yeah,
there.
I took SQL and PHP.
Yeah.
Are you in?
No,
I'm
just taking
those.
There we go. Come on.
Oh, okay. Who was it?
You got it?
Susan
Brenner? I close out. Let's close out together. And I go back into it.
Yeah, she's on my list.
She's on your list?
Yeah.
She wasn't here Tuesday or today.
Okay. Well, it's an online class, so she can, I mean, they can take it either online or in class.
Oh, it is?
It's a student option class.
Oh, they didn't say that.
Which means that you can either come to class or not come to class, because there's actually 20 people in the class.
Sorry.
And when I look around, there's 10
here. Just put on @
I don't think they knew
anything. No,
in this office, they didn't have to come to class.
like, I had to put my first name on that stupid app at work.
Yeah,
it was 11.
That's an L.
Yeah. And then just, now you can put that Oracle password
in. But, I mean, I post everything online.
It freezes for
so
2 seconds.
So anybody that wasn't here Tuesday, the audio and the smart board are up there, so they could go in and figure it out. Are you in?
Yep.
You're in?
So.
You're in. Come on, Yeti. Yeah. Are you in?
Yeah.
Okay, I can give it to you anyway. You're in.
Yeah.
Okay. SQL prompt, and if you're seeing the SQL prompt, you're in. Okay, now at the same time, I'm going to bring up my notes. Okay, everybody's either all set or she's waiting for the computer to come up, that eventually, hopefully, will. So you're going to go to pgrocer.net. We're going into Oracle. And we're going to go to Notes and Handouts. And we're going to go to the one that says Create a Table in SQL. Okay, so we're in Create a Table in SQL. And there is the create statement. Okay, so I can type at the SQL prompt, create table, and give it a name. Okay, no embedded spaces in anything. You know, forget Microsoft's blunder as far as I'm concerned. No embedded spaces in any names.
Okay, so under here I used an underscore. Lots of times I just changed cases. But that's one word, first table. Then I said, okay, ID number and VirCare2 is a variable length character data. Okay, as opposed to character, which is a fixed length. So what that means is, if you have something like a major code that's two characters, and everybody's two characters, or a state code that's two characters, then you might as well make it character. If you make it a variable length character, then it basically adjusts the field with what you put in it. It doesn't do a lot of space filling. Character fields will do space filling to fill up whatever you said the number of characters was. Okay, so I use VirCare2 almost all the time, but for something like a state code or something like that, I probably would use character. Although there's no harm in using VirCare2 for that. So I said, okay, I'm going to have an ID number that's going to be a VirCare2 of 4. And notice this is inside parentheses. Then I have a comma, and I put my next field. So what I'm doing here is laying out the structure of my table. And I'm saying my table's going to have an ID number, a name, a code, a date, an amount, and a decimal. So I kind of tried a variety of types, basically, is what I was doing there.
So is there a space between name and variable character, too?
Yes, because name is the name of the field, and VirCare2 is its type.
So space is like a break?
Yes. And it shouldn't be embedded in the name of something. That's what you don't want to use the space in. I would not want to call that down here, take that underscore and make it into a space. Okay, because essentially everybody but the Microsoft world understands that a space means that's the end of whatever you're typing in. Okay, and so that's why you don't want to have spaces in there, because spaces have meaning. So this is my structure. I've got a VirCare2 of 15. I've got a character of 2. I've got a date, which will set up a date format. I have a number of 3, which would be a whole number. And I have a number of 6,2, which would be a decimal number with 2 decimal places. Okay? Then I close the parenthesis that I put here, so the whole structure is within parenthesis, and I put in a semicolon. I hit enter, and with a little luck, it comes back and says table create. Okay? So basically, again, what you're doing here, okay, and I have to turn on the smart board, but I will do that in a moment, and then come back to this. What you're doing here is putting in the structure. Okay, so over here I can say at the SQL prompt, create table first table. Okay, and where I hit enter doesn't really matter. I can string all that stuff along, or I can go down to the next line. I tend to go down and do it in order. Okay, just because it makes more sense to me. But you can do it any way you want to. So I'm writing here ID number VirCare2 for 4 characters, comma, and then I've got a name, and actually I usually misspell name in most things that I do, because name is frequently a reserved word. Actually, I got away with it in Oracle just fine. But in a lot of my life, name is a reserved word in a lot of things. And so if you misspell it, and N-A-M-Z is my way of misspelling it, that I actually remember.
Is that a 15 between the commas?
Pardon me?
The parentheses, that 15?
15 is the length of characters. So this is saying I've got a 15-character field. That's the number of characters max. It will allow you to store something smaller but not bigger, and it will not space fill where character would. So then I'm actually going to put in, let's see, I'm just going to put in an amount which has a number.
of 3, and I'm going to put in another, which has a number of, we'll go with that 6,2. Okay, so I've gone through and I've created a table. So that's what I want you to do now, is create a table. And I don't care what your table has in it. Just create a table. And I'm going to go bring up the smart board that I very carefully didn't do. I'm still on summer vacation.
I think I am too.
I
have a question.
No, wait a minute until I get the smart board up.
You got it. No problem.
It was your fault the last time because you asked me a question. So I know it had to be your fault. I'm a strong believer in passing blame.
It's all good.
I claim floating tools is supposed to do that for me. Let's see if it did. It didn't bring that up. That did. Yeah. Well, whatever. Okay, so here is this and that. Okay, so I've at least taken the picture of that. Okay. All right, is everybody in now? Did you get in all right?
I'm looking for my password.
Okay, I have your password.
Question is, I have two of them. One is, how do you see what database you're in? And two, how do you see what tables you create, like in a list?
They only give you one database.
Okay.
And you cannot create a new database, I believe.
Same thing as like before with SQL?
Yeah, they just don't want you creating databases left and right. I think I can create a database if I can figure out what my password is now. But anyway, I don't believe you can create a database. So you're just creating a table, and the tables are all there. If you want to see the data, what tables you have, you do a select from CAT. Select asterisks from CAT, which is a catalog.
From CAT?
Yep. So if you say...
Yep, all right. That's
select
awesome.
Asterisks from CAT. It will tell you that this is the table that I created, and it's of a type table. So if you can't remember what you call your table, and you want to go in and figure out what you called it, you can do a select asterisks from CAT, and that will show you all the tables you created. Yeah.
These guys are
because they're not in space.
and numerically it doesn't have to be.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So like,
feels all weird and stuff.
It's based on type as opposed to... And it's the type that he's described.
Why aren't there any clothes on that one? The first.
It's the very back.
That oracle.
It's actually, if you wanted to, you could write this whole thing out like that, like straight across. It would be fine.
That's.
But it would be kind of nice.
How do you edit, like, if you make a mistake in this, how do you
fix it?
Yeah, make a correction.
I'm sure there's some sort of keyword that fixes it. I don't know it yet.
Yeah, I messed up. I just had to relog it.
Yeah,
like,
so did I.
I was like, oh, forget it.
What keyword did you miss?
What if you pretend you wanted to change, like, ID number, is it modify or something? ID number to,
It's update, and now I've got a new rule. We are going to go at my pace, not yours.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get there, honest, I promise, but I can't get everything out in the first 10 minutes.
Sorry.
Okay?
Yeah.
So at ease. All right. Now, if I want to see my structure, I can say DESC, first table. And that will show me my structure. So in other words, if I come back tomorrow and I can't remember what I called the table and what it looks like, I can do the select asterisk from cat to find out what my tables are. And once I know the table, I can say DESC or, as it says over there, describe. And if I describe the table, I can either write DESC or describe. A lot of the commands, you just have to write the first four characters. So DESC works just like describe. And if I say DESC first table, it now shows me the description of first table. Okay, so I can do, in the handout it says describe. Okay, and either one works, describe or DESC. The other thing that I want to mention is that sometimes a quirk of whatever doesn't save stuff I do. So if I say commit every once in a while, it kind of guarantees me that it got saved. So if I type commit every once in a while, because I've had people come back and say, I made the table and it's gone. And I never have that problem. I don't know why, and I don't know what they do, what gets done, that, you know, one in every class has the problem. But anyway, if you do commit, that means you have committed yourself to keeping it. You can still get rid of it. We'll get there.
It's not going ahead. No, last night I actually made this table that you had for create table.
Okay.
Came back today, and all it had was the ID name. It had the description, but none of the rows that I created.
Okay, so right. Commit does that.
I just closed it right after I made it.
Okay.
So commit's going to be the winner.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're having problems, commit is definitely something. It's a safe thing to do. There is no problem with doing it. Okay, but you, and we'll get to how to maintain everything. But as I said, I can't do everything the first day. So there are ways of maintaining, and we'll get to how we can fix all that. So now I have the table, and now I want to put data into the table. Okay, so I'm going to say insert, and notice that I can write these in either uppercase or lowercase. Okay, the command. When I'm being good, I write commands in uppercase and I write my variable names in lowercase, because I think that is a nice way of doing it. when I'm being lazy, and you will notice that I'm going to be lazy more than I'm going to be good. I put it all in lowercase and just go with the flow. So it's your choice how you want to do that. So I'm saying insert into first table values. And for now, you've got to give a value for every field and in order. Eventually, we'll see how you can give only values to some fields. But again, it's day one, folks. So we're going to put the things in. If they are a var char 2 or a character or a date, they have to be in single quotes. And it's single quotes. So I put in the first one, and then I'm going to put a comma as my divider. And did I put a comma? That looks kind of like a period. You will, that is a comma. And we will get into how to fix things and all the rest of it, but for now, I just can't talk fast enough to do it all today. So if it gets messed up, you're just going to have to do it again. Okay, so values 111, Susan Ash. And then the next thing I put in was an amount, so I'm going to put a number for the amount. And the next thing I put was a decimal. And so I'm putting in that. And then I close the parenthesis, I put in the semicolon, and I hit enter, and it created a row. Okay.
Why is the number not in the...
Because numeric fields don't have to be in quotes, and in fact, that's a whole concept of in most languages.
But could it be?
No.
No.
Or it won't be considered a number.
Okay.
Could it be? I don't think you can get away with it, but you shouldn't anyway. So even if you can, you shouldn't. Var char is a character field. Character fields have to be in single quotes. In most languages, it has to be in some kind of quotes. Numeric fields in most languages are not in quotes, and you don't put them in quotes. One of the reasons is that variable names have to have, in most languages, I can't think of any exceptions, have to have at least one text character in them. So they can be confused with a variable name. A literal, which is what I'm putting in here, I'm putting in the literal 1111, or the literal Susan Ash. Susan Ash, if I didn't put it in, I could be confused with a variable name of Susan or something like that. Numbers can't be. Okay.
So with that ID number 1111, that can be in a quote because it's not data?
It is defined, you stick with the type. The rule is that it's best to stick with the type. And I told it here it was string or text data.
Okay.
So since I told it was string or text data, I'm providing string or text data. Down here, I told it was a number, so I'm providing a number. Okay? And again, you can frequently get away with stuff, but that's the right way of doing it. Okay, so now I'm going to insert a second thing into it. Okay, so I've now created a second row, okay, in my table. So I've now created two rows in my table, okay? If I want to see those two rows, I say select asterisks from first table, which means show me everything in first table. And that's how I see the data. Select asterisks from first table shows me the data in the table. Okay. So I've now made a couple of records, and then I want to see what the records have in them. So I am saying, show me the data. And if you're feeling paranoid, throw in another commit. And you've now committed the data. Questions? Saved automatically, and you don't have to worry about it. Okay? And that in a quarter. So, if you type in the word commit, you have committed. Okay? Pardon me? It doesn't say that in my notes. It does, I think, actually 10 times further into my notes. But I've discovered that people run into the problems. As I said, I have never had the problem. But I found out that other people did, so I now mention that the first day. It's just the word commit, so you're going to have to make notes of that. That's not in my handout. But it's just the word commit with a semicolon after it. Yeah.
I believe the question was, where is it saved?
Oh, where is it saved? In Never Never Land. Out on the server, I believe they, you know, wherever it is out on the server. So that you can go back and get it tomorrow. If it was saved locally, you wouldn't be able to go back and get it tomorrow.
And you could, like, say I'm working on Putty. Could I grab, like, I just worked on this table here.
You think I'm going to answer that question? As long as it's out on the server and you're working through Putty, yes, you're fine. Okay, as long as it's out on the server. If you install at home and then try to bring it in here, you've got to export it and you've got to go through all of that kind of stuff. If you're using our server, which you are, if you're using our machines here, and if you're coming into our server through Putty, then you have access to everything. Okay? I have to export if I want to do something. But, I mean, I'm usually experimenting at home, and that's fine. I mean, unless you want to be going back and forth, it's fine to have your own version at home. And again, we'll get into export, but okay. So, I've now got four records inserted in the table, and I did the select down below. Okay. Now, introduction to SQL in Oracle. I'm just curious if I did anything at the bottom there. Nope. Okay. Okay. What I have got here is talking about how the select works. SQL makes a big deal about the fact that there are a limited number of commands and therefore how easy they are. Well, you can write a select statement that's that long because it has all the clauses in it. So, yeah, they only have a limited number of statements, but half my notes here are talking about how to use the select statement. Okay, so it's an incredibly powerful statement. And so it's really not as simple as they like to make it seem when they say, we only have 20 commands or whatever it is. Okay, with the select statement, if I say select asterisk from something, I will see all of the records in the table, and all of the fields on all of the records in the table. If I say, select ID number amount from first table, I only see the ID number and the amount. So select asterisks means show me everything. And that's fine until it starts wrapping. And then I like to start picking my fields. Okay? But if I just want to see a limited number of fields, I can say select and name the fields. Comma is a separator. And I will just see those particular fields. So I'm in that second set of notes now, the introduction to SQL and Oracle. Now, if I really care, and I don't usually, I can change the name that's going to appear above the column by saying select ID number as ID. ID, therefore, will be the name that appears above the column. This doesn't change anything in the table. It doesn't change anything in anything, except it displays, as you can see down here, ID. And on street address, it displays street. So if I care, I can do that. And I don't have to have the word as. I can just say select ID number ID, comma. Because the comma is the separator of fields. Okay? So I can go in here. And I can say, select ID number as ID and amount. From first table. And it made the change. One of them I used the as, one of them I didn't. Select ID number as ID, amount. I didn't use the word as. So I'm listing them. That is a comma in between. In my notes it's clear it's a comma. Up here it looks more like a period. And, huh? And it even doesn't look completely clear on my machine, but when it comes up here, it's really bad. And so basically, I've now got ID and amount. Okay, now that's a, for this report and this report only kind of thing. My general opinion on the whole is life is too short, and so I don't tend to do that.
So when you put select and then field as a different field, it changes the actual name?
On the listing that you're preparing right this minute, nothing else gets changed.
Okay.
So if I come back in here and say select ID number amount from first table,
it'll just say IDNO, right?
It's back to doing it the regular way. So it is making that change only for the particular thing you're doing right this minute. It doesn't change any of the data. It's only in the execution of that select statement. Nothing happens.
So if I put as Susan Ash, Susan Ash would actually say Susan Ash, and then
yeah, okay. if you wanted to do that, yes. So you can set things up that way. If you want to, you can do a calculation. So I can come in here and I can say, select ID, comma, amount times 100 from, and then just so I can show you what amount is, I can also say just plain amount from first table. Okay, and what did I do wrong? It tells you right here, error, line one, ID, invalid identifier. What did I call it?
ID.
ID,
yeah.
But what's its real name?
IDNO.
IDNO. So I need to go in here and do a select IDNO amount times 100 and amount from first table. And now it's working just fine. Okay. We'll get into how to fix things with an editor, but not right now. So for now, my choice is to type it all over again. Okay. We'll get there eventually, folks. But again, it's day one. So I'm saying select ID number, amount times 100, and you can see that it did the amount times 100. So I can do calculations up here. I can do add, subtract, multiply, divide, etc. And it follows the usual order of operation. So if I did two things, multiplication and division will get done before addition and subtraction. So it follows the algebraic rules.
Pemdas.
Huh?
Pemdas.
I don't know.
What is that? Exponents.
Okay, very good. Okay. Yeah. I don't know the acronym. I maybe did it once in a point in my life, but not now. So, you know, right, it resolves parentheses first, then multiplication, division, then addition, subtraction. Okay, so you can actually do a calculation within the select statement. Actually, I think I'll go up there. Okay. And this one I did a calculation where you can see I did multiple things. So I said, okay, take U goal, multiply it by 100, and then divide by 12. And the parenthesis means that the addition gets done before the division. Okay, so we will resolve the parenthesis first, so it's doing the addition first, and then it's dividing by 12. And then I decided I wanted to call this new month goal. Now notice this time I put it in quotes. Whereas the other times when I used the as, I didn't put it in quotes. And notice it's double quotes. Okay, now the reason is that I've now got spaces embedded. And when I've got spaces embedded, then I need to have something that tells it this is just one thing. And the double quotes tell it this is just one thing. Okay, so if I had called this just new, I wouldn't need the quotes. But because I called it new space month space goal, then I need to put that in quotes because it has embedded spaces, so it's multiple words. And it's not clever enough to figure out that what I wanted to do with multiple words.
Don't need
as
in that.
Say that again?
You don't need as.
No, you don't need as in any of them. The one I did a minute ago, I didn't have the as in either. I did one, where did I do it? Right here. I did the as in that one, but not in that one. Okay?
So The as is optional, so I did it there, I didn't do it there. It's optional.
Okay. Questions? Okay, let's see where we stand. The concatenation strings columns are characters together. Okay? And it's in two vertical bars. So if I say over here, select ID number and concatenate it with, yeah, right. Wow. Huh. Well, that's messed up my world. In my world, these do not show with a little space in between them. They show as a simple bar, and I thought I had the wrong character there for a minute when I typed it in. It is, the character is the one right below backspace and on the same tab as the slash. And on the keyboard, it has always shown it that way with kind of a little space in between. But when you typed it, it has always shown no space in between the top and the bottom of the line. You can see a little space right in there. So I typed it and thought I typed the wrong thing. Interesting. Okay. That doesn't look the way it looks in my world. All right. So that is the concatenate, and I've now concatenated ID and name together. And concatenate means put them together as one. So I've said take the ID and concatenate it with the name. So that's putting it together as one. You know, so I'm seeing no space in between like I would see in other things. It's just pulling it all together and concatenating it. There is a PowerPoint that goes with this, so if you have questions, you can take a look at it. This one I concatenated with a comma space. So I said, okay, what I want is select, and I'll make it ID number, and concatenate that with the literal comma space. And then concatenate that with name. Okay. And so I now have the ID number concatenated with a literal, which is the comma space, concatenated with name. And so you're seeing ID number, comma space, name. And you're seeing it as one field. Now, this is a place where the as might be a good thing to have. So that you don't see that fascinating thing at the top. Hi. Pardon me? Okay. Okay, questions? Okay, and the one below, my example below, I have it concatenated with a literal that's made up of some words. Okay, distinct. And distinct isn't going to work right now because I don't have enough data in here. So everything is distinct. I don't have any duplicate data in here. But if you look at my handout, I said select distinct contact. And if you look at my data up at the top, there are multiple John Smiths, multiple Susan Joneses. I just want to see the name once. Okay, so this would be, okay, I want to know what states my customers come from. I don't want to print out the state for every single record because I'll see MA a gazillion times. So if I say select distinct state from the table, then it will show me the state code for Massachusetts. And if anybody's from Rhode Island, I'll see an RI. And if anybody's from Texas, I'll see a TX. So I will just see it once. So it's a way of saying, I want to know who, what state my customers come from. Okay? Here, I wanted to know who my contact person was. This is a donation system. And the donor is the person that harasses you into giving more money. The contact person, rather, is the one that harasses you into giving more money. So if I look at, up at the top, I have the data in here. And I thought I had the data. I guess not. All right. But you can see right there that Susan Jones is showing up twice. Okay, so if I said just select contact from donor, I would see John, Susan, Susan. If I say select distinct, I just see John and Susan. Okay, so distinct lets me say I want to check up and find out who the contact people are. So I'm going to say, show me the name just once. Okay? If I want to check up on the majors for everybody in the class, I could say distinct major, and it would show me all of the majors. But I wouldn't see CI a gazillion times. Okay? Now, Audubon. Audubon basically does just what it says. It's a sort. And here's the data. If I scroll down a little, I would have seen the data. You can see Susan Jones is there, and apparently I added some because he is now a contact person. The Audubon close is used to sort. Okay? So, unfortunately, with my two records, I don't know what I can sort on. Select asterisks from table first. What's wrong?
First table.
Okay. So if I say I want to sort on amount, so I'm going to say select asterisks from first table order by amount. Okay, and now it has reversed it because I'm doing by amount and the default is ascending order. If I wanted to keep it so the high one was at the top, I could have put in the clause DES, which you'll see in a second. Okay. Specifying DESC after causes it to be in descending order. So I am saying sort, okay, and so I'm putting the things in order. And again, if I order by date first descending, I get them in descending order. Okay? So DESC over here makes it come up in descending order. The default is ascending. You can use ASC for ascending, but it's the default, so most people don't. They just use the descending. Now, if I am supposed to sort on two fields, in this case, the primary sort is state. Okay, so my primary sort, this is the primary. And the second one is secondary. That's an interesting note. It's secondary. Okay, and what that means is I'm going to sort first by state. So I'll get all of Massachusetts together, all of Rhode Island together, all of New York together. And then within the state, I will sort by the date. So you can see here are all the Massachusetts together, and they're in order by date. And then when I get to Rhode Island, I'm now doing the sort by date again. Because if I just sorted by date like I did up here, Robert Brooks would be the second. Well, who would be the... Carl Hershey would be the third one, as opposed to being down below. If I had just sorted by date, Carl Hershey was third. But when I said sort by state, Carl Hershey's in Rhode Island, so he doesn't show up until Rhode Island. Okay, so he ends up being fifth. So, whatever you want to sort on as your primary sort, you list first. And then what you want to sort on as your secondary sort is next. And so it will sort by state. And then once it's got everything in order by state, it will sort on date within the state. So that's how this translated. It will sort on date within the state. And if I have a third field I wanted to sort on, I just list the third thing there. Okay. Questions, because I'm moving fast. Yeah.
What's the difference between a null and a zero?
Null is empty. Zero is something. Actually, zero is something. It's a number. And even space is not null, because space is something. So if I type a space in a field, it's got a space in it. If I don't put anything in the field, it's empty or null. Okay. But a space is a character. I can type a space in a field and I can actually make an if statement that says, is this field equal to space? Okay, and if I've got a space in there, it will be yes. If I say is this null, it will be no because it's got a space in it. Now, that's the strict definition. You have to experiment with every language you play with and make sure that they're following that particular set of rules. But that's the strict set of rules. Okay, but null is one of those things that I always stop and play with. Okay, we're going to look at SQL conditions. Now, I am not going to get through everything that is on the assignment that I gave you, but I will by the end of Tuesday, and the assignment isn't due till Thursday. So you can start the assignment this weekend. Everything is in the notes, so you can find the answer to do the whole assignment. But I'm just not going to get through the entire thing, probably. I'm talking fast, but not that fast. Okay, so I essentially want to get you to a point where you can do some of the basic stuff, and then we'll slow down a little bit. Yeah?
Is on that table there, is the third row Carl Hershey?
Yes.
The year goal, is that null?
Yes.
I can't read
that. That's null.
That's null? Okay, that's what it looks like.
Okay, because I haven't put anything in there, so it is null. That's null because it doesn't have anything in it.
So it won't say null. It'll be just blank.
It will just be blank. Which means there is nothing there. So if I'm checking for null, it's nothing there. If I wanted to check and see if the word null is there, then I got to put quotes and say, is this equal to null? The word null. Okay, so this is the data table that I'm now going to work with. I added some records to it kind of at the end of the last one. So I've now got six records in there. And we're now just looking at the where clause, which is what I wanted to be sure I got to today, so that if you want to play with the homework this weekend, you can do that. This is the third handout, so we're going through these. And again, we're going to repeat this. I've got, you know, well, I'll probably give you a in-class quiz next week where you can actually look at all the notes and everything. Quizzes and exams are always open book. Okay, I give nothing that is closed book, mainly because I flunk. You know, I don't try to memorize the world. I look things up. And that's what you do if you're in the computer field. You look things up. You don't try to memorize everything. Okay? And, you know, I end up memorizing a lot just by repetition. If you do it long enough, you remember it. But there's a lot of stuff I want to look up. And to be effective in this field, it's far more important that you have the capability to look it up and find the answer than to spit back whatever I said. Okay, that's not the important thing. The important thing is to be able to figure it out. Okay, so I will never give a closed book exam or notes or anything. It's always totally open book. Okay, so the third important thing in a select statement is the where clause. So I've got the select, which tells me what I want to show. I've got the from that tells me where I'm going to get it. And the where clause is my query or condition. So the where clause makes a query. Okay, so this is now a query. And if you would have taken 120 and played with Access, we did a lot of queries in there. So that is a query. Okay. So, in this query, I'm saying I want to see only people with a state equal to Rhode Island. Okay, so in my example, which I don't have many of, I could say here, for example, select asterisk from first table where amount is greater than 100, and it shows me the one person that's greater than 100. Okay, so I went in and I said, show me the data where amount is greater than 100. Now notice the difference. I was comparing to a numeric, so the 100 is a number, it's not in quotes. Over there, I was comparing to string or text data, so it is in quotes, and Oracle specifies single quotes for almost everything. Okay, so the default is single quotes. There's a couple of bizarre places they use double quotes. One of those is the column header thing that I pointed out when it has multiple words. On a column header, but almost everything is single quotes in Oracle. So just default to single quotes, which is actually quite lovely because you don't have to hit the shift key when you're writing the quote. Okay, so here I can say select asterisk from first table where name equals John Smith. And I see that. But that is now in quotes because that is character or string data. Okay, so this is when I said greater than 100, I just put the 100 as a number because I'm comparing number to number. What you want to do in computing is compare like types. So if you say this is a number on both sides of the comparison, then it's at its happiest. Okay? If the type is the same on both sides of the comparison, then the world is a happier place. So that's that. Now, following through on that, if I say select asterisk from first table where ID number equals 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I'm going to say select asterisk from first table where ID number equals 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, notice both of them worked. Okay, the preference would be this one with the quotes, because I defined ID number as a var char 2. So when I defined it as a var char 2, that made it string or text data, and I'm comparing to string data in quotes. Here, I have on one side var char 2, which is string, on the other side I have a number. It still does it, okay? But if you go from language to language and everything, there's no promise that that will always work. Oracle forgives you, basically, and lets that go. Okay? Because it's all numbers. If I were to have said here, select asterisk from first table where name equals John Smith, okay, it yells at you. Interestingly enough, it shows an asterisk in the area that's a problem. And that's very helpful. It also gives you an error number. And if you go and Google that error number, you'll get additional information about the type of error. So if you can't figure out what it is, if you go Google that or error number, okay, out there is a collection of an explanation of every error that can come up. And so you'll get information, sometimes helpful, sometimes, huh? What are they trying to tell me here? But at least you will get a possible resource. Yeah.
I was just working on like trying to do aliases, like ID, different names for the columns.
Yeah.
And say like you want to change the name, like you have ID number, it has 4 characters in there.
Yep.
Say you want to change the name of IDNO to IDNUMBER. And have it fit. Is there a way to do that?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Someday.
No. I just was wondering. Yeah.
When you do a report, there's ways you can set it up.
Okay.
We've just run out of time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dan. Okay. The stuff that's coming up is the most interesting. Okay, we will be back to it on Tuesday. SQL is really kind of fun. So, or at least in my opinion, it is.